Congratulations to Darlene. Just qualified to see Sublime in the Netherlands. Got another chance for you to qualify coming up in less than an hour on the World Famous K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? For Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That continues through today between 2 and 6. Today's opening day for Dodger fans. I'm sure a lot of you are already on your way. We have People Are Dumb on today's show. A Polish man failed his driver's license test 138 times. We have What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we have Netflix is a Joke, Seth Rogen tickets, and or Nate Bargatze tickets. And we will continue to qualify for you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this instead on K-Rock. We are going to give you another chance to qualify for the K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 10, Sublime in the Netherlands, coming up in a half hour on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Dodger Stadium today, 5:30. It's game one of the season. Two-time defending back-to-back World Series champs. 5:30 is what time the game starts. The gates open 2 hours before then. And if you can't make it to the game will be broadcast on NBC and streamed on Peacock, so you can get it that way. The Dodgers put out a hype video today, and I love a hype video, especially good ones like this. This uses Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, and it's Jason Bateman, who is the voice.
What's wrong with being the bad guy? If being the best makes you bad, then so be it. They'll come for the crown.
To beat the champ, you gotta knock him out!
Take a swing at the champ.
The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles!
They want to beat us because they want to be us. But if we're being honest, sometimes it's fun to root for the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
We've had all the introductions. We've had all the pomp and circumstance. We've had all the fuss and feathers. But it's time. It's time for Dodger baseball.
Teams like us so you can point your finger and say, that's the bad guy.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Denise.
Denise, you're caller 20.
I am? You... Oh, my God.
You are. Your name is in the drawing to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I've been drumming for the last 3 days.
Well, I'm glad you got in. The drawing is Monday, and I hope they call your name.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Imagine taking your driving test 139 times.
A Polish man has passed the written test for his driver's license after 139 attempts.
This is a new record.
Yeah, you think?
Held by a resident of Malopolska. After 9 years, he finally managed to pass his theory test.
It took this dude 9 years and 139 times to pass his written test to get his license. Almost a full decade. How do you get to number 20 and number 40 and number 50 and even number 100 and keep going? At what point do you just give up?
Now, he's got the practical test to do.
So now the dude has to take the driving test and pass that And here's an AI announcer that sounds very natural and human with the end of the story.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that he does better. Yeah.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that he does better. Yeah. About 20 minutes, we got another chance for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands. It is opening day for the Dodgers.
To beat the champs, you have to knock them out. And starting today, every team across Major League Baseball will be punching up at the Dodgers, who are going for their third straight World Series.
Yeah, Eyewitness News reporter Shayla Girardin live at Dodger Stadium with what you need to know about opening day.
So if you are coming out to the big game, here's a few things that you are definitely going to need to know.
I would guess most of you that are going to the game are already there.
The LA Dodgers' quest to three-peat begins today with a three-game slate against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The game starts at 5:30, but fans are encouraged to be in their seats by 4:45 p.m. for the opening day ceremony.
So that's about an hour from right now.
Stadium gates and the Dodger team stores will both open at 2:30 p.m. Food is permitted from outside the stadium as long as it's in a clear bag. And if you have not purchased your tickets yet, there is still time.
What? It's time for today's game?
You can log on to Dodgers.com/tickets. Now, I did a little bit of digging this morning. The cheapest tickets I could find were around $180. Of course, I found some pricier options. The most expensive tickets I found out there were around $3,000, a little more than that. So just outside of my budget, unfortunately. But John, Rachel, there is so much to talk about this morning. Of course, this is just the start. We've got to highlight all the new additions to the field. We got to talk about the food. It's all coming up over the course of the morning. Lots of excitement, some new merch as well. But for now, I will send it back to you guys.
Thank God there's some new merch coming from the Dodgers. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh my gosh, it's Carrie from Riverside.
Hi, Carrie from Riverside. You're caller 20.
Woo!
You did it. You're on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Nice. Woo-hoo!
The 420 catch of the day on the way. I'm Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a woman has gone viral for trying to gaslight a judge by denying she was driving during a virtual court hearing. Here is the exchange.
You cannot be driving, ma'am. What are you doing? Come on.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger in a car.
You're still not. I'm not hearing cases with people driving or as passengers in cars.
Okay, I will pull over right now.
Short of us coming out to everybody's house and doing these on boats and stuff in the summer, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I have an emergency. I'm going out of town for a family member, but I will have my driver pull over. Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to be in a car.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
What side of the car are you on?
I'm on the left-hand side.
How would you be on the left-hand side if you're a passenger in the front seat? Am I missing something?
Right-hand side. I'm sorry. I've been sitting in a room. I didn't know.
Yeah, the seatbelt's coming off of the... Right? The driver's side.
Right?
You know you're lying to me, right?
No, I'm not, sir.
You think I'm that stupid? I'm entering a default judgment. You lied to me. Have a great day.
Oh, and there's one point in the video where she actually pulls over and she does get out of the car, and that's when he sees that she is actually driving
oh
the thing.
Oh, my God.
He was so mad. What an idiot that lady was. Okay, number two, speaking of court, a jury right here in Los Angeles just ordered Instagram's parent company Meta and YouTube to pay a 20-year-old woman $6 million after she said the apps basically got her hooked as a kid. She told jurors she started watching YouTube at 6 and scrolling Instagram at 9. Features like autoplay, notifications, and infinite scroll kept her glued to her phone and wrecked her mental health, and the jury actually agreed. This is the first verdict like this in the country, and it could and will most likely open the door for thousands more lawsuits.
I mean, she's not wrong in that they are built to keep you there.
Yes, they
are. No question.
But the fact that it's their fault, they were found at fault, is insane. Because now everybody's going to sue them.
Yep.
Here we go. And number three, there's been a lot of debate about dress code lately in America. There was the Tampa airport not wanting passengers to wear pajamas while traveling. And now Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and Chili's, of all places, are weighing in on the conversation.
The great national divide over dress codes. It's back with a debate over the dress code at steakhouse chain Ruth's Chris and what it calls proper attire, asking guests to remove all hats and not come in with gym wear, pool attire, tank tops, or exposed undergarments. Another chain, Chili's, posted about that, saying the only dress code at Chili's is you have to be dressed.
Yes,
I don't know the answer here, but it's hard to argue with Mark Twain, who said, clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society.
Dude, have you ever heard of OnlyFans? Because naked people have all of the influence and money in society right now. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Today's catch of the day is 595 from Violet Roll. Song was inspired by a vintage phone sex hotline ad. Sounds very 90s-ish. It's Violet Grohl and 595, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. 595 is the name of that. It's Violet Grohl, and it's on her new album, Be Sweet to Me, which comes out May 29th. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. At the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, we're going to give you another chance.
Get on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands coming up on K-Rock.
I have a friend who named his daughter Mazzy after that song.
Oh, I love sweet. That.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. It is opening day for the Dodgers.
Woo!
I think they might be underway about right now.
Los Doyers! I think it starts at 5:30.
The game does, but I think all of the pregame stuff starts.
Okay.
Magic Johnson's throwing out the first pitch, and they rise. Do they get a banner? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know baseball
Yeah,
that
we're
well.
Stuck in here. We don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But it is an inconvenient time for people who have jobs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to get to Dodger Stadium.
At 5:30.
Yeah.
Is really difficult and takes a long time. So the topic today is you skipped work for an event.
Woo!
It can be a concert, which is also really sometimes hard to get to.
Yep.
Sporting event, a family event, whatever
Wedding.
It is. Wedding, sure. You skipped work for an event. You called in sick or left early or somehow you just didn't do what you were supposed to do.
And I would say bonus points for anyone that also got caught by work, too.
Oh.
I would like to hear any of those stories as well.
Like your boss saw you on TV catch a foul ball?
Yes, exactly. Or someone posted like online and you're in the background and someone saw it, you know?
Extra points for that.
Yeah.
You skipped work for an event. That is the topic, 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we're going to send you to Netflix is a Joke Festival. You get to choose between Seth Rogen or Nate Bargatze.
800-520-1067. You skipped work for an event.
K-Rock, you skipped work to go to an event.
I was going to get World Series tickets. This is when the Angels were going to be in the World Series. And it happened to be raining, and there I am twirling my umbrella, and I was on the news. It was in the background of the news, and I didn't know it.
Oh, my God.
I did get to go see the World Series, though.
Oh, that's so epic. So your boss or someone saw you on TV?
I don't know if anybody saw me. We never got caught for it, but
okay.
I was very paranoid about it.
You skipped work to go to an event. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, you are caller 20.
Awesome.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
That is amazing.
I wish there was a way we could figure out what percentage of the people at Dodger Stadium are skipping work today.
I know.
That'd
and
be so great.
What their excuses were.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. That is our topic. You skipped work for an event, 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, we're sending you to Netflix as a joke festival. You're going to pick between Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen.
All right. You skipped work for an event.
I received an invitation to the super secret Linkin Park show where they unveiled
Emily
Armstrong.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Woo.
And I didn't know the details until the last minute. So I didn't know what kind of time to ask for off work. So I started my work day. When I got the details, I made up an emergency and I bailed on work.
What was the emergency that you made up?
That my stepmom fell and needed help.
Oh, my God. And did they later ask you, hey, how's your stepmom doing?
They did. I went with the recovering story.
Good know. Job. Good
sure.
job. Love
you were
it.
Prepared. Good work.
I pulled it off.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You skipped work for an event.
I literally faked being sick earlier this afternoon to leave early so I go to the Bad Omens concert.
Yeah!
At the Forum tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well done.
Yeah, you're my hero.
What was your excuse to get out of work?
I faked throwing up.
I love it. Well, just don't post on Instagram tonight.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello. I love the topic you guys picked today.
Thank you. What did you skip work for?
Well, actually, it was my employee called out of work today, and then I found out that he was at Disneyland all day, and now he's at Dodger Stadium opening night, and he told us that his father was horrifically ill, and he had to take him to the doctor today.
Oh, no way. Okay. So how did you find out?
What, do you put a tracker on him?
You know what's great is he is public accounts on all social medias that he has.
Wow.
So he's been posting all day, running around.
All day.
Hey, here I am
yes.
at Disneyland.
Oh,
woo!
My God. So now
no,
what?
I'm at opening night at Dodger Stadium.
Is yeah. he? Does he still have a job?
I'm going to try to not make that a thing anymore.
Give him a break. He's dumb.
Yeah.
Give him a break. He's stupid. So sorry.
Almost.
So sorry. My bad. So sorry. I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. I should have caught it before and not let it start.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You're slipping. You're slipping, Kevin Ryder.
Let's do this now. K-Rock, you skipped work to go to an event. What is it?
So I actually faked having an allergy attack to go to the Klein and Alley end of summer barbecue event.
Woo! Did you fake the attack at work?
No, I definitely would have made it. I called my boss and said, you know what, I can't make it. I haven't stopped sneezing. I don't know what's going on with me. And yeah.
Love it. Was it worth it?
Totally worth
yes!
it. It was so awesome.
Woo!
Be with you from Muse. It's K-Rock. We are taking your phone calls and texts on skipping work for an event.
The 310 said, called off sick to go to your wet leg show at the Sound Space, and my boss saw my poster in my truck the next day and called me out on it. But I don't think they were fired.
Worth it.
Right?
It's K-Rock. You skipped out on work for an event?
Yeah, I didn't skip one day. I skipped 3 days for Coachella. So I actually used to work the Friday to Sunday shift. I didn't show up. I just said, nope. I'm going to see Tame Impala. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But wait, you didn't even tell them you were going to be there? You just didn't show up?
Yeah, because then they're going to, you have to call on the phone and pretend to be sick. I'm not a fake. I'm just not going to show.
Oh, so just, but like you got fired, right?
Of course I got fired. What was up with the last caller being a narc?
Yeah, the woman who called that caught her employee at Disneyland and that opening day today at Dodger Stadium and is going to fire him.
Oh, my God.
She a hall monitor? What the heck, you know? That was me at Coachella. Like, you're going to get fired. You already know it, but you're going to have fun.
Yeah, it's worth it, huh? You know, it's worth it.
Forget it.
K-Rock, hello.
I used to work construction.
Uh-huh.
And I was in San Diego, and I did roofing. And the Expendables was playing in town, and I sat on a pile of mud and told my boss that I shit myself so I could go home early.
Dude, that is fully committing to the bit.
It worked. It worked.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty
you.
Great. K-Rock, hello.
Well, I didn't actually skip work, but I skipped my college graduation, my school. This was in 1995. I was going to UCLA. I was in the School of Communication, and I skipped the graduation to attend the K-Rock Mini Roast.
Yes!
Woo! And it was so worth it!
Who was playing that year in 95?
God, I don't remember. I'm old.
But that's how you know it was a great time.
Yep.
That's how you know.
But it was a great time, definitely.
All right, who do we want to win this?
Oh, come, we both know. Coachella guy.
Coachella guy. And specifically because he said, what are you, a hall monitor?
Narc. So his name is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, congratulations.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You are our winner today.
So you get to decide, do you want to see Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen?
Can you donate it to a veteran? I don't really have time anymore to go out, man.
Yeah, no worries. We'll give it to caller 20.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, all right, call us now.
We'll give
then.
It to caller 20.
800-520-1067. Weezer were here today on Klein Alley Show, and they're going to be putting out a new album soon, taking over Crypto on October 24th as well.
Very cool. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.